Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Feedback and Insight Shir number 189. I mentioned towards the end of last shir that would be the conclusion of the book, but there were a few chapters left that I was going to leave, but there were such gems in there that I want to just briefly summarize the remaining of the book. Here, there is a chapter to learn from everyone. Ezu Chacham Harayas HaNoilad, who is the wise person, someone who learns from everyone. And Reb Tversky brings here a powerful lesson. He had one of those days, which he calls Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law is the idea is that everything went wrong that day. And he had a morning, you know, those days where you want to cover your head and say, I don't want to get up. You know, it would have been better off just to stay in bed until 4 p.m. the day you had. People have those days here and there. So he had a morning like that in Manhattan. He had a flat tire. He was stopped by a police officer for driving 10 miles above the limit. Couldn't find an open parking spot. By noon, he was wiped out. And he felt that the only thing to get him out of this quicksand of negativity that he was feeling was to go to an AA meeting. You know, he was around that AA office places. You know, he's involved with that. And he always found that it gave him a lot of chizik. He went in. There was a speaker there, a young woman of 35 years of age. She had started drinking at age 12 and involved in drugs since 15. She led a delinquent, decadent behavior life, and she was a slave to her drug addiction. But at 26 years old, she found a way to the Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. And that's when she was 26, and now she's 35. She was 9 years clean, 9 years sober. Reb Tversky heard a lot of stories many, many times. So normally it's not new to him, but he was always by a meeting which he took something of value for. And she said something at the end of a talk that left a tremendous impression on him. At the end of her talk, this woman said as follows: I must tell you something else before I finish. I'm a football fan, a rabid Jets fan. I never missed watching a Jets game. One weekend, I had to be away, so I asked a friend to record the game on her VCR. That was the machine they had then to record games. When I returned, she handed me the tape and said, by the way, the Jets won. I started watching the tape, but it was horrible. The Jets were getting mauled. They were getting smashed. At halftime, they were behind by 20 points. Under other circumstances, I would have been a nervous wreck. I would have been pacing the floors. I would have been raiding the refrigerator. But I was perfectly calm because I knew they were going to win. Ever since I turned my life over to God, I no longer get uptight when things don't go my way. I may be 20 points behind at halftime, but I know it's going to turn out okay at the end. That is a tremendous yesod. A tremendous yesod. Hashem takes care of you, and everything will work out. In Nishmas, Rachamecha, your mercies have supported me until now, and I know you will never abandon me. We say this again and again. We say this again and again. He had another lesson. He was standing in front of his house, watering his lawn. A car pulled by. Two guys jumped out. They were the alumni of his treatment center. How you doing? And he doesn't lie to them. He said, I have a lousy day. He says, you need a meeting. No, thank you. I'll be all right. That night, the doorbell rang. Those two guys came back. We're here to have the meeting. And ended up being a gratitude meeting. Everyone gave a brief account of how much happier they were in sobriety. And when you feel depressed, the last thing you need to hear is how happy other people are. So he wasn't happy, Rabbi Tversky. He just was waiting, hoping that the meeting would be over soon. But then the last speaker spoke. This is what the last speaker said. I'm 4 years sober. I wish I could say that they have been good years. My company downsized. I was let go. I was unable to find a job. My marriage was on shaky ground anyway. This was the clincher. My wife divorced me, got custody of the children. My house was foreclosed because I was unable to make my mortgage payment. Last week, my finance company repossessed my car. I can't believe that God brought me all this way just to walk out on me now. I can't believe God brought me all this way just to walk out on me now. That is the Nishmas prayer. Verachamov, that supported me until now, your mercies, you will never abandon me. We're confronted with challenges, sometimes very overwhelming challenges. But we weathered the challenges in the past, though they were overwhelming, and we survived. Hashem will give us the courage and confidence to cope with the present challenges as well. That is the idea. The emuna in Hashgacha Prat is that Hashem will help you during these challenging times. The Baal Shem Tov once was traveling in an unpopulated area with his student. And the student said, "I'm very thirsty and there's no water." Baal Shem Tov remained silent. Student again says, "If I don't get water, I may die." The Baal Shem Tov said, "Do you believe that when Hashem created the world, he foresaw everything, including your present thirst, and provided for it?" He says, "I believe it." "Then wait a bit." Then they saw a peasant carrying two buckets of water. The Baal Shem Tov beckoned to them. He gave them some money, gave the thirsty student some water to drink. Then the Baal Shem Tov asked the peasant, "Why are you carrying this water in an unpopulated area?" And the peasant said, "The Puritz, the landlord I work for, has gone out of his mind. We have a well on the premises, but for some reason he sent me to fetch two pails of water from a distant well for no good reason whatsoever." And the Baal Shem Tov turned to the student and says, "This teaches you what Hashgacha Pratis is. Hashem caused the Puritz to go crazy in order to provide water for you." Emuna, the Abdur Rav says in Parshas Noach, is a lashon of belief, but it also means oimein, to raise up or to bring up, like the oimein es hadasa, which means to raise. With emuna, one can actually bring about something. So that's a very, very important aside. He talks a lot about anava, and then he also talks about the indestructible spark in every yid that's loyal, like Avraham Avinu, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the most difficult of circumstances. And then emuna in Hashem's chesed. In Hashem's chesed. That is the idea. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Lama hari yaisa lama zeh." Rashi says that he was punished for this. But why? The Chafetz Chaim says, of course a leader is supposed to complain to Hashem about their suffering. That's what a leader is, but he used the wrong words. He should not have said, "Lama hari yaisa." Why have you done evil? Rather, maybe, why are you making it so bitter? Right? They may say it's bitter, but you should not say it's bad. That is the idea. When we recite Shema, we cover our eyes. Because we assert that Hashem, which represents Chesed, and Aleikenu, which represents Din, are both Hashem, are both kindness. We don't see it that way. We cannot see the good and the kindness in distressful experiences. We have trouble doing that. Therefore, we cover our eyes to say our human vision is fallible. We don't see things clearly, but we believe that everything comes from Hashem. The unpleasant things and the pleasant things, they're all chesed. And Emuna is believing in Hashem, in his actual kindness, and that requires emuna that our minds cannot comprehend. The emuna also that Hashem will provide us parnasa. That he'll provide us parnasa is a big yesod in Chayim. There's a lot to talk about, the teaching of the man. The man is to teach us tremendous amount of lessons, and it was hakdama to Matan Torah. A person comes into this world, he has animalistic drives that he has to overcome. An infant at birth has a clenched fist. Everything is mine. The miracle of the man, every day, receiving a fixed amount, the excess was rotted, to teach us, don't steal, don't be jealous. Without emuna and Hashem, the only thing that would hold back a person from taking the property of others is fear of punishment. And people are clever enough to avoid detection. We need strong emuna. We need strong emuna. And with emuna, you can have peace of mind. Rabbi Chitzkaritza said that when a person has amunah and he believes in Hashem and in Ashkacha Pratis, and he fails in his venture, Hashem wanted this and it's for his advantage. No regrets. If a person who does not believe in Hashem and who thinks he's in full control of his life fails in some venture, he takes himself to task. If I only would have done this, if I only would have done that. And he eats his heart out. The person is full of regrets. Righteous people are full of these, are not full of these kind of regrets. They trust Hashem's wisdom. I would say even if someone did something wrong and they regret it, they do tshuva for it. But what the result happened was totally min hashamayim. And you don't agonize over that. You could agonize over a wrong choice that you made to do tshuva on that, but not on the result of the event. Et havamuna in Hashem. Al tiftechu benedivim beven adam shein leseshua. Ashrei shekel yakei be'ezrei. Emuna in Hashem, not in people. In that how Hashem runs the world, not people. That is a big yesod. He says here, the Baal Shem Tov wanted a special wine from a particular place, send his Talmud, Rav David, to see that the wine was made with the strangest precautions. And Rav David never moved from the time of the grape harvest till it was sealed in barrels. He was thrilled that he satisfied his master's wishes. He brought the wine to the Baal Shem Tov. The governing inspector, who was on the lookout for illegal wines, came by, opened the barrel, made it Yayin Nesach. Rav David was devastated. All the efforts he invested to bring the Baal Shem Tov the wine was bottled in 1 second. And he asked the Baal Shem Tov, why did this happen? And the Baal Shem Tov answered, you went through such extremes to make sure the wine was to be kosher, but you forgot to ask Hashem's help. You have to remember that without Hashem's help, nothing can succeed. So you do the shtadlis, but you don't forget to always ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help for everything. And you ask for his siyata d'shmaya. And you ask for his siyata d'shmaya, and you realize the shtadlis is just the regular shtadlis, then you will be fine. Another thing that he says here is rising from a fall. Rising from difficult things. Life consists of ups and downs. Micha says, Perek Zayin Pasiches, Kashanafalti Kamti, although I have fallen, I rise. Had I not fallen, I would have never risen, the Mefarshim say. Of course we want to avoid all negative behavior, but it's not realistic. And we have to realize all experiences are all for our benefit. The Rav Aaron Kalin always said, nowhere does it say that being depressed is a sin, but nothing is more conducive to sin as being depressed. One day at a time, dealing with the challenges of the day, which is doable, don't take your whole future in your hand, one day at a time. Hashem always gives us the gift of tshuva to renew ourselves. He always gives the tshuva to renew ourselves. So this is the idea. He concludes the book as follows, and I'm just going to read the last conclusion of his book, which is a paragraph. Listen carefully. At the beginning of this book, I wrote that it is a widely assumed fact that there are three essential aspects for human survival. Number one, food and water. Number two, clothing. Number three, shelter. I added a fourth now, someone to blame. Many things can go wrong in the course of normal living, and we invariably blame someone for them. If we can fault someone else for it, it absolves us from taking corrective steps. However, this allows errors to repeat itself. This fact is most often, as we have seen from this book, that we ourselves are at fault. And this book encourages us to find the real culprit, which is ourselves, accepting that there's no one to blame but ourselves, making it possible for us to correct our mistakes. We must be honest and brave enough to accept responsibility for our mistakes. And if we can do that, we can get out of our own way. Bracha and Hatzlacha.